Why would someone who had been accused of financial misdeeds run for political office? That's a recurring question in the case of indicted Washington State Auditor Troy Kelly. The first-term Democrat is accused of corrupt business practices and tax evasion, allegations that have dogged him since before he ran for statewide office. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Democratic campaign consultant John Weibel remembers the day in 2012 Troy Kelly called.
Said he was running for auditor. I think I'd seen that he was running for auditor and wanted some political consulting help.
Weibel had helped Kelly 6 years earlier when he first ran for the Washington State House. Back then, Kelly was a virtual unknown, but Weibel says Democratic Party leaders were impressed by Kelly's resume.
They liked his military background and his business background.
Kelly is a lieutenant colonel in the Washington Army National Guard, and back then he owned his own real estate services company. Weibel chuckles as he remembers his first impression of Kelly.
I thought he was very by-the-book guy, actually.
So when Kelly called in 2012, Weibel signed on. At some point, Weibel says he asked Kelly a question that he asks all of his clients. Is there anything in your past or in your present that might affect this election?
And so I asked him that, and he said, you know, there were some lawsuits, you know, during the real estate stuff that was going on in the last few years.
But Weibel says Kelly told him it had all been resolved. Technically, that was true. Kelly had confidentially settled a lawsuit filed against him by one of his former clients, Old Republic Title. But as it would turn out, there was much more to the story.
Today, my campaign has launched a website called factchecktroykelly.com.
This was Kelly's Republican opponent, James Watkins, in September of 2012 on TVW's Inside Olympia program. He rattled off a list of allegations and details contained in that Old Republic lawsuit.
Misappropriation of funds, offshore accounts in Belize, even theft, suspicious fires, all sorts of weird stuff.
Kelly immediately fired back.
All the claims that are previously made are completely false, and there's no question about that. Most of them are ridiculous.
Kelly accused Watkins of dirty politics. Campaign consultant John Weibel says at this moment in the campaign, he had two questions.
What is actually going on here? And, you know, what do we do about this?
Weibel says Kelly's answer to that first question never changed.
Which is, I've done nothing wrong. I'll be a great auditor.
As for the second question, what to do, Weibel advised Kelly to double down.
Troy's experience to be our state auditor is unparalleled.
They hit the airwaves with TV ads to pump up Kelly's positives. The bulk of the money for those ads came from Kelly himself. He self-financed most of his $700,000 campaign. On Election Day, Kelly won with 53% of the vote, outperforming even Jay Inslee, the Democratic candidate for governor. But why would Kelly run for state auditor knowing that an audit of his past would raise a lot of questions and produce few answers?
I think that's a great question, and I can tell you right now, Austin.
I put that question to Kelly's attorney, Mark Bartlett, the day Kelly's indictment became public.
I think that tells you more about what was in Troy Kelly's mind than anything else. He clearly didn't think he'd done anything wrong. Because if he had thought he'd done anything wrong, the last thing he would have done was run for office.
Kelly's former political consultant, John Weibel, tends to agree. He thinks Kelly's strength is also his Achilles heel.
I just wonder if his exactness and his kind of discipline is really what kind of got him in trouble. He focused too much on the specifics and didn't focus on the overall picture.
Kelly would not comment for this story, but in a 2006 letter to one of his clients, Kelly wrote, "As Abe Lincoln once said, all we have are our reputations." Now, Kelly's reputation is being tested in a court of law and in the court of public opinion. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.